Moncrief on News Talk.
At the US Open this week, the world number two, Carlos Alcaraz, sported a new tight haircut. But in the post-match press interview, he revealed that the reason why he had to get it was because his brother had given him a cut but made a complete mess of it. How often do barbers have to perform this corrective surgery? Phil Domino is a barber with Neighbourhood Threat, appropriately enough, on Fade Street in Dublin. Phil, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon. How are you?
Does this happen a lot?
It happens, thankfully, not as much as you think, but it does happen now, yeah, every once in a while. Yeah,
yeah. And what kind of mistakes are people making that they have to go running into you wearing a hat?
Well, I think for the most part, what tends to happen is someone thinks, all right, this doesn't look too hard when they're getting a haircut, give it a go themselves at home, and then they're maybe cutting the crown too short, they're maybe not blending things correctly, and maybe just, I don't know, probably going a little bit offhand, you know?
Yeah. And are there typical mistakes you'd see, or just general mistakes?
So the thing is, most, if you're just talking about a blend on the side, that's a simple thing to fix. But big things would be going too short into the crown. If you go too short into the crown of your hair, it's going to stick up, it's going to stand out in all sorts of directions. And I'm sure even maybe if someone's paid for a bad haircut, they've experienced that themselves. At the end of COVID, I was getting this where people had sort of been doing it at home for themselves for a little while. I'll tell you, that was a good time for barbers because people were coming back to the shop realising, do you know what, this isn't as easy as it looks, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And so if someone comes into you with a complete mess on top of their head, can you fix it in one go, other than shaving all their hair off? Can you fix it in one go, or might that take a while?
Shaving it off is going to, that's a pretty extreme step. You're probably not going to get it perfect after one haircut, but a good barber or a good hairdresser is going to be able to tell you, right, we could do this, this and this today. Long term, if you want to get it towards what you had, this is what we're going to have to do, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, if it's a minor mistake, yeah, you might get it fixed in the day. If it's a long term thing, you know, like maybe you're talking two haircuts, three haircuts.
Yeah. Is it your own fault? I mean, barber's fault, because you make your job look too easy.
Well, you know, it's tough at the top. It is tough at the top, you know.
Because it can look like, you're chatting away. You might be chatting to the person whose hair you're cutting. You're chatting to other people. Mm. And it looks like, oh, this is easy. They're just going yeah, and then it's all done.
Well, I'm 12 years at it now. I can tell you there was a couple of years where it did not look easy. I was not doing much talking either, you know.
where the tongue was out. Trying to get things wrong. Yeah. So So obviously you'd recommend nobody do it. Is there anything you can do at all?
Do you know what? I actually wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say don't do it. I'm an old punk at heart. I kind of think if you think you can do it yourself, absolutely give it a go. But I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of kind of styles that if you're just literally shaving your head. Yeah, yeah. Simple. Grant, do it at home. No problem. If you want something a bit more technical, then yeah, maybe go to someone a bit more technical. You know, I think that's the big thing, you know.
Yeah. And when people come in with bad haircuts, have they done it to themselves, or did they get, you know, their friend or their sister or something to do it for them generally?
If it's a full haircut, yeah, maybe they've got the missus or they've got a friend or something to do it. What we see a lot though, and this is one thing I'll say, please don't do at home, is looking at the fringe and it's not sitting right and thinking, oh, I'm going to pull this down now, I'm going to cut a bit of it off and I'm going to fix this myself. You're not, and you're going to make it worse for yourself, and it's going to be harder for me then to fix it, because hair kind of is all to do with weight and kind of how everything's going to fall when it's dry and everything. You pulling a bit of hair down and cutting it off and now it's probably three times shorter than you were expecting, like this is what's going to happen, you know. Or we've all seen the videos online of some poor kids thinking, I'm going to straighten my fringe here, and then they actually end up giving themselves a lot more of a haircut than they were expecting. These are the big ones, you know.
You have been warned. Phil, thanks a million for coming in to Absolutely. Talk to us today. That was Phil Domino there, barber with Neighbourhood Threat on Fade Street in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.